Warning. This article contains details that may be distressing for some readers. Of at least five people who drove onto the acreage of an elderly, County of Wetaskiwin man 3 summers ago, stealing from him, killing him and burning his house down, only 2 suspects will serve time in jail, and both will serve less than 2 years. On June 23, 2021, the group entered the property of Clifford Stauffer, 83, with the purpose of robbing him. According to court documents, during the incidents, 3 separate fires were lit. The home, a shed and the vehicle the group arrived in. The victim's vehicle and some other property was stolen. An autopsy determined Stauffer had died of blunt trauma to the head, and not smoke inhalation. His remains were located the day after the fire. 3 suspects were originally charged with second-degree murder and arson while knowing or being reckless as to whether the property was occupied. On October 16, 2023, the Honorable Justice W. N. Renke found Donovan Curtis Lightning guilty of manslaughter and the arson charge, and Lyndon Joseph Lee Buffalo guilty of manslaughter. A 3rd defendant was found not guilty. While Renke determined Stauffer had been the victim of a culpable homicide, he stated there was insufficient evidence to support a murder conviction. The other difficulty in the case was determining who actually assaulted the victim causing his death, Renke's written decision stated. During the trial, the accused's statements to police were admitted as evidence, although they did not testify. Renke said evidence against the accused was circumstantial and none made admissions of their personal involvement in the death of Stauffer in their statements. Renke stated there were concerns about the credibility of 2 of the Crown's witnesses. They were present on the acreage at the time of the incident but admitted to heavy drinking and poor eyesight. While neither of the witnesses faced charges in the case, each had an interest in minimizing their involvement, said Renke. Lightning and Buffalo were sentenced on March 18, at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench. Lightning, 31, was sentenced to 1 year and 9 months in jail for both charges and 3 years of probation following his sentence. Buffalo, 34, was given 18 months for the manslaughter, and 3 years probation after his sentence. Both received a firearms prohibition, a DNA order and a forfeiture order for seized goods. Read more. 2 found guilty of manslaughter in rural Wetaskiwin fire, homicide.